off and make and assure us that everything's canceled, okay?
All right.
Same call, customer support. Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there. This is McKenna from Capital One on a recorded line. I do have my card holder on the line with us, Ms. Barbara Curlis. Ms. Curlis, you can go ahead and take over the call. I'll be here if you need me.
Okay. Yes. I have a charge on my statement of $99.94 for a product called Mirage Body GCmax.com. I don't want this product, and I have not received it. So that's why I'm disputing this charge.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
46941.
And your first and last name?
Barbara Curlis.
And can you verify your shipping address?
1153 North, 750 East, Blade Grove, 46941.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I look over the account. Yes, ma'am. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see here that you order our Plantonics calm formula, and what that is, it's a I'm sorry, my system is moving slow. It's a CBD hemp oil. And you started this trial back on, it was a 14-day risk-free trial. You started this trial back on August 17th. It said in our terms and conditions that you were supposed to call back within those 14 days, that we issued you a product that you paid shipping handling for. So you received those product within those 14 days. It started stating in our terms and conditions you're supposed to call back within those 14 days to let us know.
Ma'am, you need to slow down. I can't, ma'am, please, slow down. I can't hear you.
You were supposed to call back within 14 days. It stated in our terms and conditions. It gave you the number to call back. You're supposed to call back and let us know, would you like to continue or discontinue? If not, due to not calling back within those 14 days, they billed you on a 15-day, which was the $99.94 for the product that you did receive. So you were only paying for the product that you received. Now, you did say that you did not receive the product, but it does say right here that it was delivered on the 22nd of August to this address. Hello, are you there?
So you're charging me, $99.94?
Yes, ma'am.
For that bottle.
Yes, ma'am. That's how much the product costs. You were outside of your trial. So they went in, you were on a continuous rebill of every month.
Well, I did not understand that. And if I had known this was going to be $99.94, I never would have ordered it to begin with. So you're not fair in what you're saying on your internet.
Yes, ma'am. It states in our terms and conditions. Once you check that I'm 18 and old and I verify that I read the terms and conditions, you agree to everything that comes with the terms and conditions, whether you read it or not.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Once that you check the box that I'm 18 and older and verify that I read the terms and conditions, you're verifying that you read everything word for word inside the terms and conditions, even when we said to call back within the 14 days.
Well, you need to put it word for word on your internet.
That's where
you're
just on the
tricking
terms and
people. You are tricking people into thinking they're getting a bottle of whatever for $4 or $5 or $6, whatever the case may be.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You are the ones not being fair by putting that on your ad.
Yes, ma'am, I do assure you.
I'm still disputing this charge.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so with that, is the bank still on the line?
I'm here. Are you able to do anything to work with her to try and get that money back for her, since she was not, she didn't read the terms and conditions, wasn't aware of that? And then also, if you could assure us that whatever is going on is canceled and she won't be charged again.
Yes, ma'am, I can. What I can do is I can cancel that account due to those charges being valid, and we did state it in our terms and conditions. I can offer a 50% refund at the fullest.
Ms. Curlis, that's up to you whether or not you would like to accept a 50% refund back for that amount of that bottle.
Well, I'd like to ask you, would it do me any good to go ahead and still dispute it? Because what I did was I just used that for a few days. I didn't notice any difference, and I pitched it.
So I cannot advise you either way. I'm sorry about that. What I personally would do, not affiliated with Capital One, what McKenna, I would personally do is take the 50% refund, just because it seems like less of a hassle to me. But it is completely your choice either way, what you think is the best for your situation.
Well, I would like to ask this Mirage person I'm speaking to, do you think you're being fair?
I'm sorry?
Do you think you're being fair?
Ma'am, I'm offering you a 50% refund. It should be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I know you did, but I'm saying as to the $99 charge, do you think that's fair?
Ma'am, I'm not taking this as a personal issue. I'm just going by protocol.
Do you have a supervisor there?
Yes, ma'am, I do assure you. I can't. We all go by the same protocol, and I can assist this account.
Well, so you're saying I can't speak to your supervisor?
Ma'am, I do assure you that you can, but I can't assist this account.
I'm not really hearing you really very well. Are you saying that it won't do me any good to speak to the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and I can transfer you to supervisor. Give me one brief moment. Yes, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send you over to a supervisor, and they will be with you in a brief moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.